America behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And my name is Ben Bolin.
Pretty dramatic.
I'm sorry, I was trying to think of something funny to say.
Something clever.
I was like, you know, these people don't want to hear your BS today.
No, probably not. Ben, why are you sitting over there topless?
Well, you know how I am, man. Newest job has been to
you don't know what to say.
Physically represent. No, hear me out.
Okay,
hear me
okay,
out. There's
okay.
A reason.
Yeah,
you know I'm not just crazy.
Sure.
So the reason that I'm not wearing a shirt today is because one of the new jobs that my boss gave me is to do impressions. But here's the thing: they can't be impressions of people.
Mm.
I do impressions of objects.
I see.
So I am a spider.
Oh.
Right now.
Well, you're topless.
Right, right, with a Y.
I got it.
Yeah, and that's why I have the silver paint on.
This is all making me very uncomfortable.
This is making me way more uncomfortable, I promise you.
All right, so we're talking about spiders.
I actually do have my clothes on.
Spider, yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, to be fair, you do.
All right, thanks. So
spiders with a Y.
Yeah, so here's the question, and this is going to be a fairly short podcast because this is a relatively simple thing.
It is.
Okay. Let the cat out of the bag.
Go ahead. Do you want to? I'll ask him. Ben, what is a spider?
What a good question, Scott. A spider, to most people, is more or less indistinguishable from a convertible.
Oh, okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We've got a Facebook page. We've got – I'm just kidding. It's going to be a little bit longer than
that. We'll give you a little more.
Just a little bit.
So another term that people hear, which is not quite as close, is roadster.
Mm-hmm.
And so a roadster is called that because of the driver's position in relation to the drivetrain.
There are different ways to distinguish different types of automobiles.
Yes.
And the top configurations that they have. And mm-hmm. Ben mentioned roadster. There's the spider. There's just, you know, cars that people just call convertibles.
Yeah.
There are targa tops. There are retractable hard tops.
Hard tops,
there's
yeah.
soft tops. There's cloth tops. There's, mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways to distinguish certain top configurations on vehicles. And spider just happens to be a vehicle without a top. It's a convertible, really.
So this is an answer to a question by a relative of mine who wishes to remain nameless.
Okay.
And she was under the impression that a spider is a specific model, a car, like the GM spider, and those are the only spiders in the world. And that's incorrect because it is – a style of a car.
Exactly. But if you have a limited knowledge of history of vehicles, you would know that many cars have been called spiders that don't have that in the name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are cars that have used that. There's the 550 Spider.
Sure.
But you know what? You'll also hear that just called the Porsche 550.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Porsche 550 Spider. There's also going to be the Alfa Romeo Spider. Mm-hmm. There's Ferrari used the term Spider, but spelled it with an I.
Right.
Spider.
And I think Lamborghini did it with a Y, right?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I'm going to have to look
I think
that one
they
up.
Have a different spelling.
But yeah, Mitsubishi is probably one of the most recent ones, the Eclipse Spider.
Mm-hmm.
The Toyota MR2 is considered a Spider.
Yeah, I love a Mr. 2, man. That's what I always call them. Yeah,
those are cool. Those are cool. You know what, Ben? That was the first car this is going off on a tangent already.
Oh, go ahead.
The MR2, the original MR2, my aunt had one. And that was the car that – I was real young at the time, but that was the first car that I ever drove over 100 miles per hour in.
You were a lucky man.
When I was driving it. You know, not riding because that was an earlier vehicle. You know, I can tell you that one later. But the first car I ever drove over 100 miles an hour was out in the country in Indiana. Out in the middle of nowhere, my aunt, it was just a holiday weekend, maybe Thanksgiving or something, and she had this brand new, it was a black MR2, brand new, and she let me drive it, which I thought was really cool.
That is
to begin
really
with.
Cool. Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of no limit. Let's go.
One of my college buddies had, that's where I started calling it Mr. 2.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of these vehicles and it was, oh man. It was just such a cool car. The only disadvantage that I saw was, now this was not the kind of guy who did his own auto work all that often. Sorry, if you're listening, his name is Nathan. If you're listening, Nathan, I know you changed the oil a couple times, whatever. No, I'm kidding. But the one disadvantage of that car was, that he got parking tickets all the time.
What?
Well, it's like he didn't park illegally. I mean, any more than anyone else would, but people would be much more likely to ticket him because he had a nice car.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
I never thought of that possibility. What? They're just, they're looking at it thinking.
Thinking, hey, oh, this guy.
Really? In a Toyota MR2.
That was Nathan's.
Interesting. Okay. So that's one example of another. Of
oh, yeah. Yeah. What a tangent. Right? What a tangent.
So, okay. I came across this one sentence somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is true or not. And actually, you know what? This is from a few different places. So it's kind of a conglomeration of information from everywhere.
Kind of a common wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. That this originally comes from a horse cart. This is a two-seater horse cart. Mm-hmm. That had a convertible top, and they called this a spider originally. Now, I read that several places,
yep.
And I figure, well, you know, it still could be inaccurate. I don't know for sure. I mean, it's one of those things that's hard to trace back, and you know, mm-hmm. who made the first spider car? Well, you can't really say because cars have had convertible tops for a long, long time.
A very long time.
And when was it actually called a spider? What mm-hmm. model constitutes being called a spider? What doesn't? Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a lot of, opinion on this.
Right. Yeah. This is, there is some subjective stuff here. And like you said, we go into anecdotes mm-hmm. when we try to trace, cause I know you did it too, man. I was trying to figure out an exact point mm-hmm. and it's tough.
Yeah.
Because this, roughly what happens in the chronology here is that vehicles called Spider come out and they sell very, very well mm-hmm. in a lot of cases. And, you know, it's not just because of the name. It's because convertibles are awesome.
Well, how about this?
What?
The Benz Patton Motor Wagon, mm-hmm. the car that is officially the first
right,
vehicle
yeah.
ever, the three-wheel car,
uh-huh.
didn't have a top.
Nope.
Didn't have a top, didn't have doors, didn't have, it had two seats,
uh-huh.
Didn't have a top. So is that a spider? Is the
very
first spider. Car a spider? I don't know. I mean, because it didn't have a top to put up,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how to classify that. But see, that's the kind of thing you run into is where's the first car that was truly a spider? Where did that come from? And is it just something that just kind of picked up a long way? Because if this is true with the cart, thing, mm-hmm. then people just kind of started casually calling it that, and that's where it developed from there. And now it's kind of a cool thing mm-hmm. because Porsche makes a new 918 car that they call it's a hybrid, but they call it the Spider,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, like one of these ultimate supercar type vehicles.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's also, as we mentioned, Ferrari. Ferrari's used this for years.
For a long time.
A long, long time. In fact, you can go all the way back to, you know, the 50s. With Ferrari, and you know, Ferrari hasn't been around much longer than that. Mm-hmm. But they had two models that I can think of that really typify the spider. They actually use the term spider when they say they're talking about the 1955 500 TRC and the 750 Monza from 55 also. Mm-hmm. But they had two that if you look up, you ever heard of the song by Rush, Red Barchetta?
How's it go?
Oh boy, you're not going to make me sing this.
I was.
You know it, right? Anyways, if you haven't ever heard it, look it up. And I'm not going to sing it. No, the word barchetta is an Italian word for small boat. Okay. Did you read all this too? Am I stepping on your toes here?
No, go.
So the word is Italian for small boat, and the Ferrari, which is the 166mm model. If you look up Ferrari 166mm, you'll see what a red barchetta looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Because they called this car, this Ferrari, the small boat, and barchetta kind of stuck with that. So they also use the term barchetta, but really it's also a spider. And you can see the way that these kind of work together
yeah.
or, I guess, against each other in some cases. but anyways, it's a Alfa Romeo is another one. Mm-hmm. Alfa Romeo had a model called the 1900 that, you know, typifies what a barchetta or a spider would look like, roughly from that era too.
And then these, of course, since this is a style of, car design, you can still see spiders coming out. The 2011 Porsche Boxster Spider
mm-hmm.
is, I know. I was reading some of the reviews, and I like that one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. There's also going to be an Audi R8 GT Spider, which I think a listener has mentioned in the past. You know, that maybe we want to talk about that one in detail. McLaren. McLaren's going to have a Spider. Now, that's a hard top. That's a
interesting.
Yeah, that is one that is a retractable hard
retractable,
top.
Retractable, okay.
Yeah,
so it's not just detachable or something.
It's the MP4 12C that we've mentioned in our McLaren podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's Lamborghini that you mentioned earlier, the Gallardo.
Yeah.
And, boy, I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, Spyker makes one.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you can consider the Miata Spider, right?
I guess you could.
Okay. How many more do you have? Do you have a lot?
I don't. I was afraid to go down this rabbit hole.
Okay, because there's a ton of them out there. You can just pretty much mention just about any two-seater convertible. And
right, any convertible version of a coupe.
Two-seater cars or what they call it. But here's the thing with this, Ben. I think I can say this safely without getting too much backlash. I'm not a big fan of convertibles.
Really?
No. And I think I mentioned it early on in the car stuff podcast, back when it was high speed stuff.
Yeah, I thought you were having a bad day.
No. I'm not a big convertible fan.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think the noise. I also don't like the the wind noise. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I also don't like the looks of convertibles, as just a general rule. I think that the hardtop has better lines typically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the styling line. I think it just is a better style.
Okay.
I do like when a convertible owner puts a hard top on the convertible. I think that looks good.
Okay.
In fact, sometimes when they use a contrasting color,
nice
hard top, I think that looks good. You know, like maybe a red car with a white top.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Black car with a red top, whatever it happens to be. But yeah, I think that looks good. But I'm not really a big convertible fan.
So it's an aesthetic objection.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've owned one convertible ever. And it was an MG, and you kind of have to have a convertible with that.
Right.
You know, I wanted the hardtop just because of the way it looked. As a matter of fact, when I owned that vehicle, I never got it, but that's the only convertible I've ever owned, and I don't think I would buy another one.
I have never owned a convertible. For a brief, glorious time in my car ownership history, I had a working sunroof. For most of the time, I had a non-working sunroof.
You know, now that you mention it, I just must have some kind of aversion to having open air above me because
I've got
a sunroof and I, you know, the panel that you can close so you can't even see through the glass?
Yeah.
I keep it closed all the time.
Huh.
Never open it. Never.
Weird.
Yeah,
and you've got some
strange
tint on that panel.
Yeah, it's tinted. So, I mean, I could leave it open and it would still be fine, but yeah. I just close the body panel that keeps it completely sealed off. Like, it's not even there.
I mean, I got to tell you, aesthetically, I think convertibles are awesome, and part of that may be because I've never owned one, you know, but I still stick by the earlier comment I made that more moving parts equals more things that can go wrong.
More headache.
Right. Yeah. And that is certainly the case with a lot of convertibles.
Sure. Especially those retractable hardtop convertibles.
Right. That's what
goodness.
I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Those have an incredible propensity for trouble.
Right, but I still want one.
Yeah, and I mean, if they operate smoothly, they're great. They look really cool and everything. But I got to tell you, many years ago, doing some service writing, we were working with the Cadillac XLR top and doing some of these adjustment videos for service technicians, and that is a nightmare.
That
it's just difficult, and it's not easier for any other brand or manufacturer of vehicle. It's just when you make an adjustment, you know, over in this corner, it greatly affects the opposite corner. And, you know, one move here adjusts, you know, every other step beyond that point. So you have to adjust everything. It becomes, you know, quickly becomes 10 different things you have to adjust in order to make with the one that you wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult system to figure out, but and I know convertible tops are also a bit tricky, but not quite as difficult as something with moving panels and, you know, folding glass. And you know, it's very difficult. So I don't know. I've got this aversion to convertibles, and it's not that I hate them or anything like that.
Right.
They have their place, but also I get really hot here in Georgia, and I don't think I'd want to drive around with the sun beating down on me all day.
That's why you have a racing hat.
Baseball cap. A racing hat. Okay, got it. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think we may have stretched this one as far as we possibly can.
I just want to say the one thing, though. I'm so surprised that you're not into convertibles. The weirdest hardtop addition that I have ever seen on a vehicle was the addition of a bed cover on an El Camino.
Interesting.
So that's where I'm coming from. I think spiders are awesome. I like one despite the fact that there are some definite disadvantages.
Okay. I have to say this before we leave. Okay. If you get a Cobra or if you get a, you know, like I've mentioned, an MG.
Yeah.
Or you get an old Triumph Spitfire or something like that. Or even like an Austin Healey. You're probably going to have a convertible top with it. And I think in that case, that's all right. I really do. I think that's fine. And I had an MG that had a convertible top and it was fine. But I did want that hardtop just for the appearance. I didn't have any aversion to driving in it. I love driving in it, but, I just think that there's some safety issues with convertibles that, you know, we can address later.
Sure. Yeah.
But, I don't know. I just, some cars you have to have it. Some cars are meant for it, really.
Right.
If I had the choice between a hardtop and convertible, I'd simply pick the hardtop.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, if anybody's giving away convertibles, write to me and not to Scott. No, I'm kidding. Actually, you should write to both of us because we want to hear what you think about convertibles.
Yeah.
Do you have one? Is there a reason you do or don't like it?
What's your favorite spider car?
What is your favorite spider and why? Don't just say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but please tell us why.
And why.
And then do you have an idea for an upcoming topic? Because we love to go with listener suggestions. And we'd love to hear from you at our email address.
At carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.